With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump was on the stump in Waterford Township, Michigan, outside Detroit on Saturday. He says the various legal cases against him are part of an organized effort to thwart his candidacy.
The judges and prosecutors that were dealing with me are essentially all the same, different wrappings, tone, manner, but always the same coordinated and overly nasty result. They are nasty. These are Democrats that definitely hate me. They hate you, too, I have to tell you.
Polls indicate Mr. Trump is running ahead of President Biden nationwide. Meanwhile, Mr. Biden's job approval remains under 50%.
According to the end-of-week average at RealClearPolitics.com, Mr. Biden's job approval is only 40.1%. That's more than 5 points lower than former President Trump's average of 45.3% on a same-day comparison of their first terms. Separately, 538.com's average has Mr. Biden's approval at only 39.4% at the end of last week. On that same site, Mr. Biden's trend remains flat near 40% as it has since August 2022. Historically, incumbents whose approval was at this low level at this point in their fourth year were former Presidents Trump, George H.W. Bush, Jimmy Carter, and Gerald Ford, all of whom were defeated in their respective attempts for a second term. George Williams reporting.
Israeli airstrikes across Gaza have killed at least 18 people this weekend as the U.S. says it will veto another draft U.N. ceasefire resolution and seek a ceasefire deal of its own. Both Japan and the U.K. say their economies weakened during the final 3 months of 2023. For each, it's the second straight quarter that's happened, which fits one definition of a recession. The U.S., the economy is holding steady in last year's 3 months to a sixth straight quarter of modest growth. This is SRN News. The Center for Religious Liberty at the Family Research Council has released a study that reveals declining religious freedom in the West. There were 168 incidents over the last 3 years.
Where the government was going after Christians in a specific case. So it's not just bad religious freedom policies that a country might have or a new piece of legislation that was bad. It was specific incidents where Christians were paying the price for living out their faith.
Spokesman Ariel Del Turco says if religious liberty declines in free countries, believers elsewhere will suffer.
There's not going to be anyone to speak up for Christians in Nigeria who are being slaughtered by terrorists or Christians in China who are being imprisoned. It's dangerous not just for those of us who live in these Western democracies. It's dangerous for those around the world.
The U.S. has the most violations of religious freedom amongst all Western nations. You can see the report at frc.org. This is SRN News. A federal judge in Chicago sentences a former chief of staff to longtime Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan to 2.5 years behind bars.
Timothy Mapes of Springfield was convicted for lying under oath to a grand jury to protect his once powerful boss. A jury in U.S. District Court in Chicago last year convicted the 69-year-old Mapes of making false declarations before a grand jury and attempted obstruction of justice. Prosecutors told jurors that Mapes lied repeatedly when he testified in 2021 to a grand jury investigating Madigan and others.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, February the 18th. It is the 49th day of 2024. On this date in history, 1885, Mark Twain's Adventures of Huckleberry Finn was published in the U.S. for the first time. It had been published in Britain and Canada first. This is SRN News.